why you do it. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now why you do it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
Radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
And we are. Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're here. We're here with you tonight on this Tuesday night edition of the program, and we are prepared to speak tonight for a bit with none other than Bob Chapman, international forecaster, as you know. And, of course, he puts out his forecasts, his papers, his summaries, if you will, every week, twice a week. And then he has the hard copy edition. And you can be in touch with him. You can definitely get on the mailing list if you're so inclined. And I'll tell you, I just did the tapings with my co-host today with the of the Deadly Experiment, the TV show. And we were reading from Bob Chapman's newsletters and what he was saying. Is absolutely true. He's one of the few people that you can count on for very accurate information and predictions, forecasts in the marketplace, and what is happening with the latest turn of events with the Federal Reserve System, the dollar falling, all of that happening before our very eyes. And he'll be on in just a moment or so to share with us his insight tonight. And, of course, as we all know, the forecaster is forecasting hard times ahead. The internationalforecaster.com, that's Bob Chapman, and he is talking tonight, I'm sure, about the real estate market and equity price inflation, also talking about the fact that what we are witnessing now is this collapse of the poorest of poor, people who have taken out mortgages and cannot repay them now, and what that means to all of us, the subprime funding, as well as Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And, of course, we even have we have Sally Mae, too, which, of course, has just been sold or is in the process of being sold, student loans. So we'll talk to him about that as well. When he joins us, more than likely after the break. However, he might join us within a minute or so. Remember the numbers, 800-313-9443. Toll free to ask a question or a comment, particularly about the economic and political mess in the world today. 800-313-9443. Jot it down. Then a little bit later on tonight, in the last half hour of the program, Ted Pike has called an urgency. He's made an urgent request. The hate crimes bill has now officially been introduced, I'm told, in the Senate. It has been in the House. It has been in the House. Now has been reintroduced by Teddy Bear Kennedy, B-A-R-E, Bear. Teddy Bear Chappaquiddick Kennedy has introduced the hate crimes bill in the Senate. So we want to talk about that and what he's learned, and, of course, we'll update you throughout the week on that as well. Tomorrow night, we have scheduled, once again, we tried to schedule for a whole program, but we weren't able to do that. Ian O'Hare was a genealogist. We'll talk a lot about the Illuminists in the midst, the turn of the century, particularly, but even before then in American history. Well, that'll be an interesting program as well. All right, stay tuned for Bob Chapman, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Stay with me.
Hi, Steve Shank, List Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more they're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt solution scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All righty, all righty. We're back. No Bob Chapman. We're waiting to hear from Bob Chapman. Obviously has been detained, or he would be here. Maybe he has been abducted. Maybe he has been abducted by the Bushes. The Bushes are well aware of the reach and extent of this program, as you know, and the fact that we are reaching out incredibly around the world. And it is mighty upsetting to the New World Order. I don't have any doubt about that at all. I don't have any doubts about that at all. Not that I'm boasting in any way or creating a hyper image for myself, that I'm overstating, if you will, my reach and power, since I have none. I have no power whatsoever. But I know someone who does, and he's up above, and he's watching. And he's looking, and he's listening, and unlike the Wizard of Oz, he's real, he's true, and he's in control. So having said that, I'm going to get into a little bit of what Bob has said in his forecaster, and we, of course, will see if he joins us. And if he doesn't, we'll probably be talking with Ted Pike a little earlier than expected. But in any event, let me just say that what Bob has been saying is what he's referred to now is the so-called effort to save the American economy, which began in 2001. As you know, since 2000, the last 6 or 7 years, the dollar has lost 33% or more of the value. But he said it has finally come full circle and the Ponzi scheme is coming unraveled. The overextension of credit, outrageously low interest rates and loans to the totally unqualified have come home to roost. The subprime and ALTA's market speaks for themselves, as does the failure of 50 subprime lenders. There is nothing contained about the subprime problem, and the worst is just ahead of us. It will haunt the sector and the entire credit market for 2.5 more years. We haven't even had downgrades in the CEOs as yet, and spreads are just now widening in the junk bonds. And better quality mortgages are already being corrupt, as Bob said. As the downgrades come, the downsize will feed on itself because many institutional investors cannot hold paper of less than invest grade. The Fed will be responsible for a 3-year binge of money and credit creation of over 10%. But there is another 4% annualized that is created outside the Fed. That means the Fed is no longer in charge of the credit cycle. Private credit market operators will be running for the hills, and they really control lending mortgage market. Deleveraging has begun. It'll be extensive, especially in this sector. Hedge funds bought 60% of the LTAs and prime paper, and they are leveraged to the eyeballs. The rest of the buyers have been pension funds, institutional investors, insurance companies, large investment banks, and other carry trade players. The prime funding has all disappeared already. All of the professional investors have been caught offside, and in addition, the hedge funds are coming under fire from the regulators in London, of all places. Pros know the subprime problem will spread, so they have been laid up in their leveraged positions. This is not what the Fed and other central banks want. That's what Chapman says. And he goes on to talk about Mr. Wolfowitz now, who is accepting full responsibility for the promotion of Sheikha Reza, who is his lover. He also gave her a raise that sent the bank's staff into order. Reza was assigned to the State Department. She was promoted to a senior position, which normally competitive, vetted, approved by the relevant sector board. The pay raise was more than double the amount allowed under the staff rules. So here we have Wolfowitz the liar. Now Wolfowitz the thief. Wolf's the plunderer. What else? Are we surprised? Well, those are just the least of his criminalities, I'm afraid. Just the least of them. It's no surprise coming from the head of the World Bank. The chief architects of the war in Iraq that is claiming the lives of our young people, men and women, not only there in Iraq, but home after they returned, amputated, severely wounded, psychologically damaged, and crippled. Of course, they continue to bear that responsibility, that price of George Bush's lies. And the neocon lies that go unabated. And he talks to Walter F. Murphy, McCormick Professor of Jurisprudence Emeritus at Princeton, who gave a televised speech that slammed George's executive overreach. And he's talked about that as having been added to the Transportation Secretary Administration's terrorist watch list. He is not allowed to fly in America. Now he's under continued investigation by the neocons and the government. Now you know what a fascist police state is really like. I mean, here's a guy, the professor, like him or not, agree or not, dared to expose the administration's criminality and absolute crackery regarding its assumption of power under his fascist rule. And this professor now basically cannot even fly in America. And he's being investigated by Chertoff and company. He happens to be a decorated Marine who served in Korea, was a reservist. He was allowed aboard a flight, and his luggage disappeared in an act of vengeance by the administration, Chapman says. You imagine what happened to us if they got their hands on us. Oh, my. Well, state legislatures in 10 states this year or last year or both have introduced or considered, though not yet, a bill to petition the House of Representatives to impeach George Bush and Dick Cheney. Those 10 states are California, Hawaii, Illinois, Minnesota, Missouri, Washington, Vermont, Wisconsin, and Texas. At least 39 House members want to impeach, but Speaker Pelosi has ordered no impeachment. Remember now, she's an opponent of George. APEC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee's former Foreign Secretary Director, Steve Rosen, and Keith Weissman, former Iran analyst, have pursued Judge T.S. Eliot III to allow a subpoena for the Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, because she was their informant on classified sensitive national security matters. Rice has been booted, and we don't expect those two spies will be tried. The Israeli control and infiltration of the Pentagon, the most dangerous penetration of our security, with American Jewish spies like Rosen, Weissman, and Franklin. Mel Halliburton says it has wrapped up its work commitments in Iran and no longer works there. You believe that? You'll wait for a shrimp to whistle. The lawsuit should come fast and furious, and that is Halliburton, now a Dubai company. Ah, what a difference a lawsuit, huh? How interesting. Okay, let's see here. What else do we need to know? Okay, we'll be talking about a major recession, going into a depression, which is wonderful. The things that George Bush is proud of. You know, we were just looking today while we were doing the TV show at FDR, Fraudulent Deficit Russia's address, his first inaugural address. And as you know, the economy was bankrupted. The depression was created by the reserve system. And Roosevelt said, hey, we're declaring a bank holiday. We're going to bring the people of the Dark Ages. We're going to save them from themselves. Bring in all of your real money, all of your gold, and we're going to issue some paper. We're going to make you happy. We're going to solve your problems, bring the nation out of depression, and we are going to create prosperity. The prosperity that Herbert Hoover said was around the corner. And interesting, as you know, the more things change, the more they remain the same, ladies and gentlemen. What FDR was saying then, and George Bush and that crowd are saying today, are the same propaganda, same lies, same falsehoods. You know what? We've got a whole new generation of idiots in America. Idiots who believe anything the government says. Anything politicians and the media say in concert. Turn in your money, and we'll give you paper, and we'll call it recovery. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We shall return in just 3 minutes, with or without Bob Chapman.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked us, what shall be the signs of thy coming and end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall have wars and rumors of wars. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. For Americans, we are living in this time of earth history. People everywhere trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, new world order, and much more. So to prepare this coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Well, that cough smells really...
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee's healthy.
This coffee boosts your immune, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe we'll know about it.
Sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than paying for a coffee at the shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-307. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 20-cent discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-307 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt still lamps only purify indoor air. I was amazed. Put it in the baby room, and it made a perfect light. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Product, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it cleaned really well. Natural cleaning product, wonderful, and there was no scent. This has so many products my whole family can enjoy. I feel better with. Plus, service was great.
If you're into natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedy, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's SoleilWellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Rick Adams is back. Live, censored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. No Bob Chapman. Well, something is afoul. Hopefully he has not been abducted by the Israelis or their puppets, the Bush administration. But in any event, it's okay, because in the meantime, I am going to get to the topic, which, of course, has been talked about, I'm sure, by every little talk show host in America for the last day and a half or so, and that happens to be the so-called college gunman who went rampage. And I really don't have much to say about it, to be with you. I mean, there's nothing that I have to say right now that would be different from what I've said every time one of these tragedies happens. And that is, if only people were armed. If only those teachers, those students, carried firearms to protect themselves, this would not have happened. No question about it. It would not happen. This man might have killed a couple, three or four, but he would not have killed 32 people and then himself. And that's the tragedy, is that we don't have enough people in the United States today who are willing to overcome their phobia, particularly men and women today, and their sissified nature, and begin to think seriously arming themselves to protect themselves and their fellow Americans. But once again, we have the radical extremists within the media who once again would have to believe that the problem is too many guns, not too many criminals, not too many foreigners, not too many people who are coming here legally, illegally, immigrating to the United States. Oh, no. No, the problem is the firearm, which, of course, is electrical as a snowball. That is simple nonsense. Pure and adulterated hogwash, as the man used to say. So this 23-year-old senior English major who came here from Korea is an immigrant. He's a foreigner, they would say. And he came here in the 90s with mommy and daddy. And that's all essentially right now. I don't like to speculate without knowing all of the facts. But there's something very suspicious about this whole thing. And I don't know if you've taken a look at, I don't know, some of the strange things that have surfaced of this case, but there are a few, I'm told, and one of the things that I think is very interesting, first of all, is his reaction. Now, I don't know that George Bush has anything specifically to do with this. I don't. But there's no question that George Bush's administration is moving very quickly to exploit it and to, I believe, use this for something far more dangerous to come. And this may be a smokescreen. This may be an attempt to deflect attention from something bigger that's happening right now in the Middle East. And that's what the media are doing. Focusing in on this story, as they did last week with the Imus story. And let me give you an example. A quote from CNN. There wasn't a shooting victim that didn't have less than 3 bullet wounds in them, said Dr. Joseph Cacioppo of Monterey Regional Hospital. Even among the less serious injuries, he said, quote, we saw one patient that had a bullet wound to the wrist, one to the elbow, and one thigh. We had another with a bullet in the abdomen, one to the chest, and one to the head, quote, unquote. Very interesting. Very interesting. Now, there have been many questions raised about this individual and his mental state, and what possesses an individual to do this very thing. And you can enter and you can argue and forth and you can go on and on and on. But the fact of the matter is that since this incident took place, George Bush, once again, has seized the initiative and has attracted a lot of attention to this tragedy. A lot of attention. Now, many of you will, so what? That's exactly what he's supposed to do, isn't it? Attract attention. I mean, now it's his chance to show compassion, love. I feel your pain, George Bush. And I say, well, that's obvious, isn't it? Yeah. It may be obvious. But think about some of the other things. George Bush was quoted tonight. In fact, he was interviewed on the networks tonight. And he said, it is too soon to talk about policy. That was his statement. Now, what did he mean by policy? Why did he throw that in there? What was he get? What was he getting at? Is this the opportunity George Bush is looking for to deal a death blow to the Constitution and the Second Amendment? Very well be. We shall return with more, and you can jump on the line, 800-313-9443. Your thoughts are definitely welcome. Rick Adams, we shall be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Shows, Silver Dollar Sea, is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing to few of the activities that are available to our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional vacation resort. Visit our website, www.howardcreek.com, or call 877-253-669. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are carrying more of the burden themselves. CoreDocs, the nation's primary source for full medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to work insurance using CoreDocuments HRA contract. CoreDocuments is the nation's resource for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor, 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let documents help plan design. Do a Google search for documents or see us at coredocs.com. Core, R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee? How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee beans are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea it could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immune. It has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. It gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And if you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about
sounds
it.
Sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all. A whole lot less than we've been paying for your coffee at the coffee shop.
Well, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Well, toll free, 866-22-3017, or you can go to king.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll free, 866-222-3017, or CoffeeKing.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
And we are on, and we have no Bob Chen, and he was scheduled for tonight, but we will rectify the situation. Don't worry, we will get him on sooner or later. And right now I'm talking about the incident that took place in Virginia, and we're going to go right to the phones in just about 1 minute. However, As you know, conflicting reports. Early reports said one thing, the report saying another about his ID, whether he was a student at Virginia Tech, where he actually came from, when he came, what he was carrying, how he was trained in the use of guns, whether or not he had ID on him, and so forth. It's very, very conceivable that there is much more to this story than we know at this point. Far more. And I'm not saying I know, because I don't. But I do get suspicious when George Bush jumps on an issue, and he doesn't care whether his popularity is high or, you see, whether it's low or not means nothing to George Bush. George Bush is psychopathic. It matters not to him that about 70% of the American people hold him in such esteem that were an election held today, he was by 90%. Okay, that doesn't bother him in the least. I believe he has no intention of relinquishing power or allowing for another election. I don't believe he will. But what I see is a man that certainly has raised enough suspicions about his behavior, not only about the war and the lies that he deliberately raised and promoted to get us involved in Afghanistan and Iraq, the lies of 9/11 and so forth, but that this man is a born liar. He is a genital liar. He has no true emotions, no heartfelt feelings, and I think that comes across to any casual observer. There's no doubt in my mind that's the way I see George Bush. So I'm wondering, what is it for George Bush? What is he really suggesting when he says it is too soon to talk about policy, policies we like to talk about? Totally ignoring the Second Amendment, which I believe he would do indeed. Clearly, he's done that with the Fourth Amendment, Fifth, right down the line. And George Bush would like to take attention away right now from what he's doing in the Middle East on many fronts, not to mention expanding neocon war. So these are questions that we will continue to peruse and continue to investigate as the so-called investigation unfolds. But let us say that it is always wise to keep your antennae raised, ladies and gentlemen, and to take it all in and then digest one piece of information at a time, and not jump to conclusions. There are too many questions that have to be answered. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-313-9443. Charlie in Louisiana is first. Hello, Charlie.
How you doing, Mr. Adams?
Okay, sir.
I want to know something we could do about this this truck rally, you know?
Yeah.
This is something we might bring some media attention.
Sure.
All the rest of the stuff, you know, Waco, kill them kids in Waco.
Yeah.
Nobody went to jail on anybody. It's all opinion. So I don't even worry about school shootings, to tell the truth. I think it's all just gum-ups,
right.
You know. So, but I would like to concentrate on something we might have a little hope at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to wake people up with this, you know. I'm putting flyers in and putting some flyers up.
Surely.
So maybe we can get a little media attention. We could maybe miss the economy for a couple of days. What do you think?
That would be lovely.
You think it's going to work? Can you, anybody?
Well, I think the important thing is sending the message, as you I think you said last time, and some of our callers, the media cannot ignore. They cannot ignore this one.
Yeah, and if we could just tie maybe just 5-6 things. I think the people's really going to come out with it, but there'll be some truck drivers. They realize the seriousness of it. They ain't going to have a job, you know, in another year or so. And another thing is, we shouldn't recognize Washington no more. We shouldn't recognize George Bush. And he don't care about his opinion because, he can steal the election. The election was stolen. The man's a madman.
Yes.
And it's time for the people to just say, we just don't recognize you no more.
Mm-hmm.
And if everybody did that, what do you think would happen? They can't jail everybody.
Well, no, but everyone isn't going to do that. Most people are asleep at switch. Mm-hmm. What you need is a significant minority of Americans to act upon their convictions. That would make a difference in itself, Charlie.
Yes, sir. But all I ask this tonight, please, I won't even call. If everybody wake a truck driver up, write a web down, do something, maybe Mr. Rick, maybe this might give us some little foothold.
Absolutely. We know, talking about that day after day, and hope that people will indeed support the truckers and circle their state houses from one house to another, from one outhouse to another across this nation in their capitals and send them. But with trucks, without trucking for 2 days, you will see problems arising. People will be without necessities in just a few short days, right?
Yeah, right. 3 days.
So that is the message that needs to be conveyed.
It's only 3 days of food on the shelves. We're going to go 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Right.
And I can't wait to get the flyers. I'm in calling union halls right now.
Uh-huh.
But I'm really excited. Most people hear about it. They get excited, too, Mr. Rick. It gives me a little hope.
Well, of course. There's nothing wrong with having any hope.
Yes,
and I say submit and get the word out. We're doing it, and other people across this nation do it. There are a number of talk show hosts that are doing the same thing as we're doing.
And thank you for what you're doing, Mr.
Yes.
Rick. I'm really putting your life on, and I recognize this, and I appreciate it. And I pray for you all every night, all talk show hosts.
Oh, amen.
Thank you.
Thanks,
sir.
Makes a difference, Charlie. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Sure does. Yes, indeed. Remember, what we're doing here and what I'm doing particularly in my life, I can answer only for myself, is really meaningless because I'm insignificant. It's the work of the Lord himself that is what's important, you know. I'm just a tool, and no one's going to touch anyone. No one's going to touch my voice or anything of the sort, provided that I am in the plan. I mean, if I'm being used right now of the Lord, which I believe I am, there's no power on earth, no power outside of the earth that is going to silence it as long as he is in control. He's called his saints, called his anointed, and he tells us, touch not mine anointed, because you're not going to get away with it, and you're not going to be successful. That's what we were just, in fact, saying on the TV program today that we just taped, is that there's no way you, anyone out there, any enemy can stop the work of the Lord, even if you gave it your full effort. It can't be. Now, certain ones may fall, some of them may fall, and that's because we're not doing the work of the Lord. We're on an ego trip. We're on a vanity trip. But those that are not, and those that are sincere, and I'd like to think of myself as being quite sincere, I have no horse in this race. I have no vested interest. I couldn't care less. The only thing I care about is doing the right thing. And if we don't do the right thing, then we deserve to take a fall. As Tom Anderson used to say, if you don't take a stand, you do deserve to take a fall. And make sure the right stand, make sure that, doing the right thing, standing up for the Lord and for the truth, and he'll take the rest. So, yeah, these truckers are definitely mean business, and we should support them with our prayers and support them with our efforts, because this whole North American Union is an unconstitutional slap in the face. Again, another gift from Bush and Dick Cheney. They are kissing, their feet, kissing their brothers' posteriors, laughing at the American public, saying, hey, we can pull the wool over their eyes and get away with it. Only because we know the media are part of the corruption. And as long as the major media are part of the corruption, they haven't a thing to worry about. Right? Well, that's exactly what they tell us. All right, let's take another call, 800-313-9443, and that's Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, good evening, Rick. I wanted to first express my condolences and I prayed for the victims and the families of Virginia Tech, but you do raise some good questions tonight. Without going through that discussion that's been on national TV the past days, a great national warning for probably the most horrific incident at campus, the most murders at any campus, the most murders by gun activity in the country's history, or at least modern history. But try to answer your question. Monday, I saw they said that Virginia representatives were heading to Blacksburg to gather information as to what happened in Blacksburg at the incident and report back to Congress concerning possible actions needed to prevent such an event from happening again in the future. Then I heard today that Governor Kaine said that it was too soon to talk about legislation, needed legislation for gun control. And then I saw on TV Majority Leader Senator Harry Reid also make that similar statement, too soon to talk about legislation for gun control. And you mentioned the president's position about possible needed policy in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I understand in looking at the international forecast, let me say this. In the forecast, Bob Chapman, I think there may have been a misunderstanding. In the forecast or itself, subscriber, he did mention that he was going to be on your show tomorrow evening.
Mm-hmm.
So
I had Tuesday down, And they
did?
Said yes, Tuesday. So.
Okay. Well, something went awry there. But let me just say this. He points out this new legislation in Pennsylvania. And Saturday's edition, before the shooting occurred, and this is very important because Chapman is, he's got a keen eye and ear for what's coming down. And this is what they're doing in Pennsylvania. They have legislation, House Bill 760, co-sponsored by six Democratic representatives, that would require the state police to have fingerprints, photographs, of security numbers, mm-hmm. and a host of other information if gun control advocates have their way.
Mm-hmm.
They would require, gun owners would be required to undergo an annual criminal background check and provide police with MAC, model, caliber, and serial number for every gun they own, along with a $10 per year per gun registration fee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, private gun owners whose applications are approved would receive registration certificates for each firearm. The certificates, which would include the gun owner's name, address, date of birth, photograph, and other information, would have to be carried with the associated gun at all times and presented to police on demand. Gun mm-hmm. owners would also be required to notify state police within 48 hours of any gun that is lost, stolen, or destroyed. Gun owners could not sell or give a firearm to anyone else without notifying state police at least 48 hours in advance, and all firearms would be required to be unloaded and disassembled or bound by a trigger lock or gun safe unless the firearm is in the owner's immediate control and possession at the owner's residence
mm-hmm.
or business are being used for legal recreation. This is what Chapman says. And bottom line, the government will decide if you deserve a gun, how you will store and use it. And he says, we cannot figure out if this is Hitlerite, Stalinistic, or Orwellian. What do you think it is, Rick?
I think it's Bushite.
It's Bushite.
Well, you know, all kidding aside, though, seriously, let's face it. George Bush has made it pretty clear that he is creating a police state in America. And you know and I know, the only thing that stands in the way of a police state is what?
Firearms. The right.
The people bearing the firearms, widespread use of firearms in the hands of law-abiding Americans. Now, that is what must be taken down. That is what must be broken down. And it takes incidents like this and the controlled media whipping up hysteria, whipping up fanaticism and mania over guns and over violence, and creating the impression that somehow Congress must act again, when in fact that is the problem. They have acted too often, too carelessly, and out of not concern for the average American, but out of concern for their political hides and their political careers, thinking that if they jump on the bandwagon like they did in the 60s after the assassinations of the Kennedys, that somehow they'll earn them brownie buttons with the American media. And that's what's important, is how they look to the media.
Absolutely. And, you know, you had a wonderful speaker on Friday and writer, Deanna Spingola.
Yes.
With NewsReviews.com. And she mm-hmm. talked about the fact that the United States had not been invaded in our history. I mean, with the exception of this Mexican million-man mm-hmm. march, mm-hmm. open borders and all that. But with not guns, I mean, this is a subtle type of an invasion. But after Pearl Harbor, actually after World War II, when it was over, people asked the Japanese, some of the leaders, why didn't they attempt to invade the U.S.?
Mm.
And they said, are you crazy? Would you attempt to invade a country that had millions of firearms?
Mm-hmm.
That is why we have deterred invasions from other countries, because we're fully armed to the hilt.
Yeah.
We have many veterans.
Plus, they couldn't realistically invade anyway, and it wasn't their goal to invade the United States. They were too busy invading China during the war. So, you know, I mean, but you're right about the guns, that other nation, no government, would want to, except the government in Washington, Ernie, would want to attempt it. And they can get away with it, so they think, because they're protecting the public, right? Isn't that what George Bush says? He's protecting us from the bad guys overseas?
Oh, absolutely. And
you know?
This assailant, or this guy who committed this horrific crime, this murderer, I understand he was undergoing some counseling for some abnormal behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And do we know, has anybody reported on what medication he might be on?
Not yet. But we will. Every day we'll hear a little bit more. And whether we can verify it or say it's accurate, well, only time will tell.
Right. And our elected leaders in Virginia, especially in Northern Virginia,
mm-hmm.
for many, many years, they ignored the Asian and Hispanic gangs. And we have some of the worst gangs in the country.
Yep.
MS-13.
Sure. Right. You want to hang on, Ernie?
Yes.
Do that. Stay with me after the break. We'll come right back to you and our other callers, 800-313-9443. You hear the topic. Join in. This or anything else for that matter. Rick Adams, be right back.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We have returned. We're back now. We'll get to your call. Stay with me. Don't worry. We have time. But Ernie from Virginia is on, and Ernie, we're just mentioning the MS-13 gang and other gangs that have been allowed, deliberately allowed, to come into the country. The fact is that they have been given a welcome mat, despite what the government would have you believe regarding any type of anti-terror tactics they've employed. This is a con game, just as the Department of Homeland Security and ICE have conducted these raids all across America and put on quite a show for the American people. So the American people will be lulled to sleep with their anger, thinking, hey, finally the government is acting. Finally the government is doing something. When in fact, the same government is allowing these porous borders to continue to be wide open, allowing for the facilitation of illegals coming into the country, while they boast of all of the crackdowns. You see, it's obvious, it's obvious to me, Ernie, that we are being lied to on a daily basis.
Oh, very much a daily basis. And since the implementation of NAFTA and all these free trade bills, laws, and we have seen illegal aliens grow in number, and the trafficking of illegal drugs increase by tremendous magnitude, several factors over, and yet these criminal gangs have assault weapons, and should we have gun control, do you think they'd give up their assault weapons?
Mm-hmm.
No way. But let me also mention this. In Washington, D.C., that's a gun control city. It has a very high crime rate.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the criminals use guns there. And at the Virginia mm-hmm. Tech campus itself, it was a gun-free campus. And yet the assailant, this criminal, this murderer, used a gun against these students. Now, had these students, one or two, or even a faculty member, had a gun in their possession,
absolutely,
that could have reduced this carnage.
Oh, no question about it.
And so I think our politicians are misleading us, taking us down the wrong path. If you go back in our history prior to 1913 and when Americans could... All Americans had guns. You look at the Midwest, the West, people had guns. They wore them, had them easily available. And you didn't have this rampage and this high degree of murder because people could fire back and protect themselves.
Well, that's why it was called the equalizer.
Exactly. So I think we're going the wrong way with gun control and all this discussion about gun control before this.
Well, what we need to do is control aliens and immigration, both.
Absolutely.
Illegal as well as legal immigration. That's the first step if we need to begin to talk about why these types of individuals are in the country. Now, some people are already speculating. I'm just telling you what they're speculating, here's a kid that purportedly was very proficient at loading and reloading the clips in these guns that he had. He appeared to be very well trained in the use of firearms, and that sends up a red flag about whether or not this guy might have been a Manchurian candidate, and now people are speculating, is this the signal, the policy, as George Bush put it, that will facilitate clamping down on all of the college campuses, all of the schools in America, and indeed beginning to escalate the need for more surveillance and control?
Absolutely.
Is this the red flag they've been looking for?
I believe it is, but there's another clue to this discussion, and you're really on. You have a good intuitive judgment when it comes to the president. And,
well, you do as well, Ernie, believe
okay.
me.
But remember, there was no identification on this.
Absolutely no ID, we're told.
Right, this murderer, he kills himself, no ID, but then they find a receipt.
Mm-hmm.
A receipt to the gun shop, a gun store in Roanoke, where he purchased the gun only
mm-hmm.
31 days ago,
yes.
and a box of shells. 50
yep.
And how does that receipt show up? It sort of reminds
good
me of...
Good questions, Ernie. Keep asking them. All right, thank you very much for the call, brother. We're going to take some more calls, but we'll be back in the next 3 minutes or so. Well, actually, 1 minute to take more calls. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.